This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80. The Ghanaian diplomat served as the seventh UN Secretary General from January of 1997 to December 2006. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrooke called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing its second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders working hard to contain the spread of the disease, and scientists are out testing experimental vaccines in the field. Alongside these efforts, researchers in the DRC collecting data that will improve, they say, how to respond to and prevent future outbreaks of Ebola and other infectious diseases. In the U.S. case against five Guantanamo Bay detainees who were accused of aiding in the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks, a military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements the detainees made to the FBI interrogators as they were removed from a secret CIA prison. This is VOA News. It was a national day of mourning on Saturday in Italy after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa that left 42 people dead. Sabina Castelfranco reporting now from Rome.
The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, celebrated the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including Head of State Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. Family members of other victims decided to bury the dead in their towns of origin, some declining to participate in the state funerals in anger at having lost their loved ones in an accident that may have been caused by poor design or improper maintenance. The president, who visited the site of the disaster and the injured in the hospital before attending the service, has defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa, but the whole nation. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon flooding that has partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala, where more than 190 people have died in little more than a week. More than 300,000 people there have been taken to shelters, and authorities say they are being inundated with calls for assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inspected the flooded landscape from a helicopter and met with the state's top officials, promising more than $70 million in aid. The International Organization for Migration says the number of African migrants coming to Spain is rising while the number coming to Italy is falling. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the nationalities of the migrants mirror those who used to leave Libya for Italy. He tells VOA migrants from Guinea, as well as Gambia, Mali, Senegal, and Ivory Coast, appear to have changed the path they traditionally follow to reach European shores.
It indicates that probably West African migrants who were using the Sahara route up through Agadez into Tripoli have realized that the expense, the danger, the risk, and then what happens to them in Libya all combine to make that a less attractive route than what had been an older route up along the coast into Morocco. So they seem to be returning to that route.
Libya has been a virtual flood of refugees and migrants in the past, but human rights groups say tens of thousands have fallen victim to abuse. Strong earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok. There were no immediate reports of injuries there. The earthquake was Lombok's second in 2 weeks. Also a deep undersea earthquake. Preliminary magnitude of 8.2 has struck Fiji, but no damage so far reported. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Accra. It's the weekend, and it's the third Music Time in Africa on the road. The past 2 weeks, I've been broadcasting directly from Nigeria, and today I'm bringing you this special edition from Ghana. I've been co-hosting popular radio shows and meeting artists and producers and DJs all around this beautiful country. Today, I'm taking you to Cape Coast specifically and inside the studio behind the mics of ATL FM 100.5. That's where host Don Kay and I presented a live music radio broadcast called The Mid-Morning Show earlier this week. Now, the show was rocking for nearly 2 hours, but as you know, we only have 55 minutes, so you're getting the best of. Don Kay and I play some of our own favorite tunes, and we're joined by two super talented young stars that are based in Cape Coast, Ishun and Kapan. So most of the hour, you'll be listening to a loosely edited broadcast of this live show from Cape Coast. And you're going to love it, but I just can't let you go today without at least something from another part of Africa. So we'll wrap up today on the other side of the continent in Nairobi, Kenya, with Eric Wainaina. He's got a new album out after 6 years, and he sits down with reporter Bill Odidi to introduce it to us, Music Time listeners. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Here's Sweetie Pie, a 2017 single by Joey B and featuring King Promise. This was airing earlier this week, live on Mid-Morning ATL FM with me and Don Kay.
Things for you never lost, because I mean it choice. The mad do when they boss, like I never lie when they sauce, you know. You are my sweet honey. Why do we see trained? About in the sea FFF. You are my sweet honey. Why do we see trained? About in the sea FFF. Can't send a bit to the air. Can't send a bit to the air. That's what I'm into, yeah. That's what I'm into, yeah. Boom a ding, sweetie pie pie. And when they come home, my whole friend they come home. Boom a ding, sweetie pie pie. Baby, you are the one, you are the one for me. Yeah. You are my queen.
Featuring the man Ken Promise with a song titled Sweetie Pie. You know, you like the groove, Heather?
I love it.
You love it.
You know, I know Joey B already by okay. one song he did a couple years ago. I forget the name, but on the video, his eyes got big, really wide, and then they started dilating. You know what you're talking
okay.
about?
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a great one. That's a great one. So these are some of the songs we have here, and they're really banging. I mean, you dance to them anywhere you go, mm-hmm. and they get to you.
Yeah.
Tight. Anyway, let me just ask you this before we get to our next song, which we're going to do. And I think you have a lot to talk about the next song that I'll be playing, because you might have heard much about her.
Who's this?
The late Ebony, the 19 bad girl. That's how we call her, 90s bad girl.
Oh, really?
When she was born in the 90s.
Yeah.
And she was rocking.
She was.
But we want to know if this is your first time being in Cape Coast.
No. But if I tell you, are you ready? You need to sit down for this. The last time I was in Cape Coast was in, I think, 1989.
That's about some 31.
Yeah, no, don't do the math, please. Just don't do it. But yeah, I was here just for maybe a day.
Okay.
I almost forgot what it was like, but I have a few pictures of me sitting on some rocks with the ocean in the background.
All right. So this is the second coming of Heather Maxwell. I'll put
yes,
it that way.
Yes.
Okay. Any Ghanaian dishes so far?
What have I had? Banku.
And?
Delicious. I love that.
Banku and what? You have the okra, you have the pepper, you have the
pepper, pepper.
Pepper.
Yes. I've been in Nigeria. I don't want to bring up the jollof rice thing, okay?
No. No, for here, if you bring the jollof up, I think we are going to win. We're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. Ghanaian jollof. Well, we're going to try Ghanaian jollof. All probably right. this, we're going to try this one. So let's get to Sponza, Ebony. All right. This is called Sponza.
Sponza. I don't think I've heard this one.
It's talking about having a man who can really sponsor you.
That kind of sponsor.
Yeah, that's kind of sponsor, yeah.
Sponsor. All right.
See, I've got myself a sponsor. Anything we ask, it's a bye-bye. Even though it's older, but I got to survive in this life. Another one who is younger, when I ask for something, they cry. Mr. Papa, I'm a comes, we not have nothing. A boyfriend who can't buy you food when you're hungry. Is that one too? A boy's gonna change, can't move fast, switch up the lanes. I got myself a sponsor. Let's see if I pay you, I'm a daddy, yeah. I'm a baby, yeah. Let's sweat, run, I try, oh, but she not coming, quite. I don't hope if I'm in jail, it's only once in my heart. Yeah.
I love that. Sponsor. Yeah.
Sponsor.
Sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah.
By
yeah,
the lovely yeah. late Ebony.
Yes. So listeners, we have a Kapun in the building. We have Ishan also around. I think Heather's going to chit-chat with the Kapun. You heard about Kapun?
Yes.
One great dancehall artist we have in Ghana.
Yes, and I really enjoyed listening to some of his songs. Yeah, and yeah. Hi, Kapun.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, sure. This is our first time meeting you. And for those of you listening on Music Time in Africa, on the Voice of America, this is Kapun. Are you based here in Cape Coast? Were you born and raised here in Cape Coast?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Cape Coast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how'd you learn to sing or rap or dance hall sing?
It's a lot of learning, you know. I think I started learning early. I remember I used to go on the internet, download the language and learn and stuff. So
I see. Yeah, yeah, because you're not, you kind of sound like you're from Jamaica.
Sure.
All right, let's hear it. Here's, I like this song called Fimion. Is that how you say
Fimion,
it?
Fimion, yeah.
Yeah, what is that? What's Fimion?
For my own.
Ah.
I hustle for my own.
Like, is that true?
Sure.
Let's listen to it. Cue it up, Duncan.
Classic.
Easy. ATL FM 100.5.
Me new life and no easy like me slogan. Another day, another youth turn a gunman. Me no want end up in a station. So me a go work with me two hands. And me know Jaja na go give me more than. Me can burst, so me no blame no Satan. Hard working. Can broke bones, so me fail and try again. The ghetto of you rise again. Brandy make me tell them no. Me work hard for me own, for me own. Me can't hard for me own, for me own. Me bust a sweat for me own, for me own. I know me have to do a road, do a road. And when me up in this zone, in this zone. Me focus for me own, for me own. Still fly like the drone, like the drone. Let me hustle to the moon, to the moon. I give up the fight, I live up to the max. Now run joke, most I just bless we up. No fear no poison mouth, we antidote. Like a piano coach, me love to hit the notes. Try no bother me, cause you don't know my story. No negative energy, me need to charge me battery. Can't play me like lottery, lyrics production factory. Attitude rhythm, this are the baddest for the century. Hard working, can broke bones, so me fail and try again. The ghetto of your rise again. Brandy make me tell them no. Me work hard for me own, for me own. Me can't hard for me own, for me own. Me bust a sweat for me own, for me own. I know me have to do a road, do a road. And when me up in the zone, on the zone. Me focus for me own, on me own. Still fly like the drone, like the drone. Let me hustle to the moon, to the moon. Them say time and tide wait for no man. So me have to get up and fight like a blowman. Me new life and no easy like the slogan. Another day, another youth turn a gunman. Me no want end up in a station. So me a go work with me two hands. And me know Jaja na go give me more than. Me can't burst, so me no blame no Satan. Hard working. Can broke bones, so me fail and try again. The ghetto of you rise again. Brandy make me tell them no. Me work hard for me own, for me own.
Me boss a sweat for me own. Right now me have to do a road. And when me up in the zone. Me focus on me own.
Singing live, everybody.
Still fly like the drone. Yeah, me hustle to the bone.
Focus on me own.
All right, that's Kapun. Hello. Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell from The Voice of America with Don K right here. Yep. And we are on ATL FM. So we just listened to one of your songs.
Yeah.
Fimion, For My Own.
Yeah.
So your message there is basically, you know, you got to work hard.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have to give up.
You shouldn't give up.
Yeah.
Never give up. All right. All right, so let's listen to one more song. What song you got queued up by Kapun?
Again, excuse me, miss. It's one of my favorite.
I love
that tune, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it talks deep.
Excuse
higher heights, man.
Yeah, donkey.
Again. One afternoon when me see this girl walking through the subway, looking like a supermodel.
cause the sky are the limit. Me not gonna let you down, so my one and only don't panic. We living in a crazy world, but still we are gonna run it. Some will try to kill all of us, see them I go perish.
Hey girl, always me need you by my side. Come and see, say all of them too bad mind. I swear that me never gonna make you cry. Excuse me, miss, make me tell you this. Me I go keep me promise, I will make you my wife. Cause you are mine. So make one wish, it I go come true quick. Every day I
Music lovers, this is Heather Maxwell popping in on the mic. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special Cape Coast edition of MTIA. This is a rebroadcast of a live radio show hosted by myself and Don Kay of ATL FM 100.5 on August 13th, 2018.
Make me tell you this, me I go keep me promise, I will make you my wife, cause you are my.
All right, for the rest of my life, excuse me, Miss Kapun.
Yeah,
this is a serious song.
It's pretty romantic, Kapun.
Yes, yes, yes.
Romantic, got a romantic Kapun. Side.
Yeah, that's the romantic the side too. Of Kapun. Yeah, the video is on point. Video. I mean, yeah, sure.
Very well. Listeners, we are on ATL 100.5 megahertz. I'm here with Heather Maxwell and Amadon K. We have Ishon, we have Kapun in the building. We are soaking your mid-morning, all through the mid-morning, whatever you want. We have a verse for you. Heather, what's up?
I'm doing great. This is so fun. What's up for the next song we're going
to
do?
The next song, I would want you to,
Fiefwo. Did I say it right?
If you want to say that, say it like a Ghanaian.
Mr. Lakey,
okay, so that's Adam Fiefwo, and I don't know why she says she loves it. She loves that song, and she loves the video as well. We're back.
What is wrong, my life?
More.
coming from Adam. This one is if you for Moyemi. I mean, I think people from my house who are hindering my progress. Mm-hmm. Just leave me alone. Oh. Yeah, leave me alone so that I can hit their mark.
Do you think a lot of people listening relate to that song?
A lot.
A lot of people have that problem, kind of the weight of family members.
Yes. Especially when you're hustling and it's not really going on well. Mm-hmm. Then you have to turn back and look at the house. Who's there? Who's really pulling me?
Yeah.
Sure. So that's what the song is about. Listeners, ATL 100.5 FM, I have heard the Maxwell from VOA Music Time in Africa, who's here. We're passing your mid-morning or through the mid-morning. You know, already we've got for you whatever you need. Sean is in the building. Heather, you can see her.
I see her.
Sure.
Beautiful lady. How are you doing, Ishan?
I'm very good.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I was listening to some of your music. I read your bio and have some questions for you.
Okay.
I guess, you know, my first question is, you're a musician.
Yeah.
And I read that you like to be considered a musician, a singer, but also a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. So, can you just sing something
now? Sure.
You know, just a short little something and let us all hear.
All right, I'll do one of my songs.
Okay.
And let's do Someone Loves Me, because that's the people's favorite. They love it very much, so.
Someone loves me. Watu mesubo, I'm gonna make a cry. One of me obiye. Someone loves me. Watu mesubo.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So you write your own songs?
Yes, I do.
That one, in fact, you wrote?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I have help from people that write as well, but most of the times I do write myself. Yeah.
We all need help, actually, don't you think?
Exactly.
You can't just do it all on your own. Anyway, if you do, it doesn't really sound that great. You need outside input.
You need to get creative. Sometimes when you have other people on board, you know, it's different ideas together and it makes the song even more beautiful. So I think it works for me,
All right, let's hear that song, Someone Loves Me, as you recorded it. We'll be back.
A dream come true, send I air lies. A man is what I see, and I won't we would be fine. I feel uncle, I see how I say bye. Hey, one want me, I hope you want me. Someone loves me, want to miss a boy. I'm gonna make a cry. Fierce, not your name, smash.
yeah, ba she enti o crash o kan che eso em fan she don do ne so don kwa ye beto o te me nes don ti na sunyi na beto on be se me di de de na u benye u se na un fami nya shi ya na me no bi e chu su u ko ko apai ye di be mi lo so so ge brown we de ge du be di do kan na da 100 and now the zero flow king stone and we find the my hero captain planet men pollution to me here that never go be a fusion truth and no so comfortable lead now tell me who is losing
Everybody in the house here is bopping and weaving.
Yeah, I think it's because of the message behind the song.
So tell me about it. I mean, someone loves me. Is that true? Did someone, or are you singing for all people? There's someone.
I am. You know, as an artist, you sing for yourself and for the people. Most of the time for the people, but sometimes you can relate because that's happened to you before. So this song was basically made for people that suffer from heartbreak. We've all been there before.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes you don't realize it's a good thing until later on in life. And you find out that it actually gave you some strength, you know, to know how to handle your next relationship.
Yes.
And so I did the song for people that are suffering from heartbreak that think they would never find anyone who loved them again. You know, they're like, all men are the same, all women are the same. I'm not venturing into this thing called love again. And so I did the song for people like that, that it is possible to find love, to find somebody that wants you, love you for all your downfalls, for everything that you are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible.
That's
why I did the song.
I love that. Who's featured?
King Flo Kingstone. He's based in Kumasi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Flo Kingstone.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So I had a question. I was reading your background, and I see in 2009 you were on a TV3 for TV, like
Mentor.
Music.
It's a
TV
reality show, yeah.
Reality show.
Yeah.
And 2011, same thing. 2013, those were both in Nigeria. So you've done a lot of these music reality shows.
Yes, I have.
How has that shaped you as a performer?
I believe it did me more good than bad.
You probably wished you had won, right?
Yes.
But now, in retrospect?
Well, with the first, that is TV3 Mentor and Project Fame, I was wishing to win. But with the third one, I wasn't at all. Then you understand life, you understand music, so you just want to learn. You know, you want to take what you can take from the reality show. And so with, let me start from Mental. So I went in there. That was my first time performing live.
Younger.
I was quite young.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I went in there into Mental. It was my first time doing live music in front of people that are going to judge me. I had three judges. I went through learning about how to connect with the people, how to sing, how to know your pitches, so many things about voice,
yeah,
and performing live, you know, with live band. I've learned a lot from reality shows,
yeah,
and it's done me so much good, I must say.
This is Ishan from Cape Coast. You're born and raised in Cape Coast?
No, I'm not born and raised, but then my fan base is here. That's where I started doing music from the scratch.
And you're based here now?
I'm based here.
Okay, so this is Ishan in Cape Coast. I'm Heather Maxwell. And my co-host, who is the normal host here every day, is Don Kay. And we also have Kapun in the studio.
Yeah, you know.
Have you done any collabs with Jamaican artists?
Yeah, I've done two so far with one girl,
mm-hmm,
and one guy. That is Lady Preps. That is Ginger. The tune is not out yet, but it's done, you know. And I'm doing another song with her. And I've done one with King Tyler too. And I'm doing another with him too. So
great.
Making four.
So, Ishan, back to you.
Yeah.
I was also reading that, you know, you're quite a serious woman. You have a lot of issues that you like to tackle and raise. You're using your platform as a singer and songwriter. Mm-hmm. So how come you're so serious?
What I can say is we all have choices, our parts when it comes to music and even other things. Mm-hmm. Mine is do music that has a purpose.
Okay.
So whatever that I can do to give back to the society, I want to do.
Thank you. You know, this is Heather Maxwell from Music Time in Africa on VOA.
And my name is Don K. I'm here. Let's enjoy this one from Ishan, that is Famiko.
When you tell me that you love me too, 'cause 1 + 1 = 2. I love you from the bottom of my heart, is true. I just can't wait to say I do. I love it when you tell me that you love me too, 'cause 1 + 1 = 2. I get my kumeny na rato po. I just can't wait to say I do. Kanyawo petra me. You love me too, 'cause 1 + 1 = 2. But in my company, narrato. I just can't wait to say I do. Boy, I love it when you tell me that you love me too. 'Cause 1 + 1 = 2. But in my company, narrato. I just can't wait to say I do. Kania wo petra me.
This is ATL 100.5 megahertz. My name is Don K. I'm here with Heather Maxwell, coming all the way from VOA Music Time in Africa, doing this collabo this morning. Kapoon, go to do a freestyle on this tune.
Sure.
Something small.
Sure.
Let's have that.
Empress Divine, can you please give me some minute of your time? What is love, girl, me when you feel fine? If you are work, me no ready for resign. From me looking at your eyes, me say the world for your kind, now me fine. No side chicken, now you me, I go call me wife. Me no need no other pretty girl,
cool,
me
easy life. Easy man, easy man, easy man. You're going too far, easy man.
That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah. Probably you should hit the studio and do it.
Yeah, I love the beat, the delivery.
Sure.
You always busting my brain.
Really nice. So this is Heather. I'm piping in here for a minute. We've got some tweets I'm going to read. One says, "Hi, Heather. We are enjoying your interactions with Ishun and Kapoon. Welcome to Cape Coast."
I have this one that says, "Heather, a kwaba to Cape Coast. Please do a collabo with Ishan."
All right. I think we should, Ishan.
I'm shocked
that. Yeah, I'm up for it.
They said do a collabo with me. And that's from a Kuapedu estate.
All right.
Yeah.
We will work on it. All right. Yeah. So this song is by Ivoirian / Malian artist. Mm-hmm. He's a reggae artist named Tiken Jafakoli. This is kind of what I do on my music show. Mm-hmm. I play African music from around the continent.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Mwah.
Black man who do that. It's not only white man who do that.
It's not only black man who do that. It's not only white man who do that.
It's a human thing. Human thing. It's a human thing, my friend.
Right, so that was Dike and Jah Fakoly with Dernier Appel. That means last call. A lot of people are posting on my Facebook page. That's really great. It's MTIA, Music Time in Africa. Facebook, get on there. Twitter, at Music Time Africa. You can send it to me on WhatsApp. That number is +1 202 203 4118. You can also send me an email, and that's hmaxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, at voanews.com. For music, I like to hear sound symbol of the place from which you come. So even if it's like a reggae song like we just heard, if you listen carefully, in the background you hear, I think it was a string fiddle that's known in those parts.
Okay.
And that's kind of cool, you know, or if it's hip-hop or if it's dancehall or just R&B.
I get it.
Yeah, I want to hear something. And I like my show to have that kind of feel.
Yeah.
Or even some people sample old singers, recordings of someone old, if you have the permissions to do that. I think that's also a beautiful way.
That brings me to that, Heather, what do you think of sampling? As an artist, as a presenter, what do you think of sampling?
I think it's good.
It's good.
As long as it doesn't replace completely the voice of the... I mean, if you just sample and that's the song, it's just a number of samples, then I'm not that fond of that.
Yeah, because we've had people from another angle criticizing that it means you lack that creativity to be original. And
if you're not sounding exactly... like you're not singing exactly what you sampled, what you listened to. So if you listen to and then you sample it and you come and sing what's the difference?
Sure.
You know, you have to make it your own now.
I agree.
Make it rich, make it new, make it better, because like I said, it's an old song, but then when you compare the songs now, if we put Someone Loves Me in that song, unless I play that song, we'll be like,
The reason is that, you know, now, I mean, all the songs we have in now currently are sampled songs.
It is.
Yes, I mean, Kapun,
it is.
All of the songs we listen to, they are sampled.
They take hooks, rhythms, and a lot, I mean, to make it. But
I believe there's such beauty in the old songs that we don't have now, you know. But sometimes it's good to go back,
I agree.
And reflect and listen. And
there's an American one that I've been into lately, and you would be, we should do a club on this.
Okay.
It's this one. It goes, my grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire.
Okay.
My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about, hey now, I go on the Giacomo Fino, I nane, Giacomo Finane.
That's it?
That's it. Then it just repeats, but it has this.
Okay. Okay.
It's a cool song. So that's an example. And a lot of singers, U.S. singers, have done that song in their own style. But it's really...
That's like I Want, you know.
Yes, that's where the style comes in. For me, if you pick a song, then you should kill it.
Yeah.
You should nail
that's
it.
Like
if
I
you're
want.
Sampling a song.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about the song? That's a latest song. That is I Want.
Yeah,
and
I Want.
It's really enjoying airplay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a high life song. I love the video. Say thumbs up.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, I love the
video. So it's a song that, like you just said, it's a song that we used to play with as children. So I Want...
It's a sample song.
I Want a sample song.
Yeah.
So you go around, you do, it's a circle of people.
Oh.
And then you go around saying you want. And then you choose the person you really want to come and dance with you. So that's what the whole play is about. So I was like, maybe I should go back and, you know, do something.
Sure.
Make it fresh and beautiful again, for because people already know the song, because we used to, even our mothers, our grandmothers have played Want the game before. So
let's,
I made it new and fresh.
Let's listen to it.
Let's do that.
Maybe say beside
Hello, hello, darling listeners. This is Heather on the mic. That was Ishan with her current hit single, I Want. And that concludes my co-hosted live radio show from ATL FM 100.5 with Don K and guest artists Ishan and Kapan. This is Heather Maxwell, and I'm broadcasting to you from Accra. Next week, look out for more from Ghana as I take you to the northern town of Tamale. But before signing off, I have to take you out of Ghana, at least during this last few minutes of the show. You know, you need that Pan-African experience you're all used to and that you love. So we're going to Nairobi, Kenya, where reporter Bill Odidi is with Eric Wainaina. They're sitting together there just waiting to talk to us about Eric's brand new album, Dreams of Stereo.
So thanks, Heather Maxwell, on the VOA Music Time in Africa, and welcome to Nairobi. We're seated at the Kenya National Theatre, and I'm delighted to meet an old friend, one of Kenya's most established musicians, singer-songwriter. Let him do a self-introduction.
Hi, my name is Eric Wainaina. I'm a singer-songwriter, producer from Nairobi, a husband and a father, and a lover of cats. Hey, Heather, how's it going?
Eric, let's talk about the new album. It's been 6 years, they say, since the last album.
That's true. It's been about 6 years since I put out a record. I felt I needed a lot more time to sort of get it ready. I wanted to write a much more personal record because personally I've been through a bunch of things, you know, joys and pains, and I wanted to talk about that. And also stylistically, it's very different. It's a much more adult contemporary pop sound.
So the title is Dreams of Stereo. Explain the title to us.
There's a song in there called Found Me a Lover. And the second verse says that she falls asleep to television and dreams her dreams in stereo. She swears up a storm in traffic, singing loud to the radio. And so when we were looking for a title for the record, it had been called something else for a while. And I don't know, we were just there like, I don't know if that title really works. Then I thought, yeah, that's a nice line.
What is it called?
It was called Brand New Day. But after a while, we thought maybe it didn't reflect what I wanted to say.
What would you like us to play from the album, Mary?
Well, I'd love if you could play OK. It's the first single that we put out from the record. Sit back and enjoy. It gets too loud. Dance.
It's not the same since you went away. I hug the pillow where you used to lay your head. Strands of your hair, scent of your perfume. Maybe sometime today I can steal my nerves and all the pain and
right, that's okay from Eric Wainaina. It's the first single we put out from the new album, Dreams of Stereo. Eric Wainaina, share with us some of the highlights, some of the joys, some of the struggles that you went through.
Well, this record was produced by a guy called Will Kennedy, and I was in college with him at Berkeley. He's an LA-based musician. Initially, we had about 90 song ideas. Then we whittled those down to about 30, took those into some kind of pre-production, and then from those 30, chose the initially 11 songs that were going to be on the record. I want to say the production period was probably about 2.5 to 3 years.
This is a good point at which you introduce another track from the album. So just as you did with the last one, it's all yours.
We're going to listen to a song called Don't Bury Me. What's interesting about this song is that it features a bunch of Kenyan artists. John Zenze is a rocker from the 60s and 70s, has a couple of big songs that a lot of Kenyans know. Features Blinky Bill, who's like the coolest man in Africa. And features Kendi Nkonge, who's an amazing vocalist. So enjoy it.
Thanks, Eric. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
a wonderful collaboration by two different generations of Kenyan music, Eric Wainaina, featuring the grand old man of music, not just here in Kenya, but in East Africa, John Nzenze. And the track is called Don't Bury Me. You'll find it on Eric Wainaina's new album, Dreams in Stereo. And it was wonderful to speak to Eric about the album. I'm Philo Didi right here in Nairobi. And until the next time, I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell.
All right, thank you, Bill. That was Bill Odidi with Eric Wainaina from Nairobi, Kenya. And we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend from Ghana. Stay tuned next week and during the week. Please pop in and visit me on Facebook, Twitter, at Music Time Africa, or Instagram at MTIA-Maxwell. I want to thank our affiliate station, ATL FM 100.5 in Cape Coast, and Don Kay, the host of that show, plus guest artists Ishan and Kapan, and to the whole fabulous team at ATL-FM. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed.